This summer, Triple M rocks Test cricket.
Now, what are we expecting today, please?
Well, Steve Smith just walked into the England dressing room and placed his order and said, would you like fried with that?
Oh, oh no. I went down the lift at the Grace today, and we've got a couple of touring groups, as you know, in there, Ish. Mm. And they, as I said, I might have said yesterday, they're your elderly soap dodger. And they wear the same sort of type of top as the team, which is a white synthetic job. And I'm not sure they've been in the tub enough, the tops. And Skull, what I had to endure on the way down today
was
unsavoury. It dead set parted my hair. Just, it needs to be. I don't know how you can subtly say to a 70-year-old dodger, get your top into the tub. It can't go 5 days.
That is a massive generalisation. Most English people have showers.
Really?
And most
they don't
English
use
people...
them. Exactly. But they're there. The towels are always dry.
Oh, no. Oh, please. Seriously.
Doing our best for the environment, JB.
It singed
not
my nostril hair.
But once you get past 65, Jim, and you'll get there.
Yes, maybe.
He's nearly close. He's nearly close.
Maybe. Yeah.
You do tend to, sometimes you have to remind yourself that there's roll on there. You know, and it's funny. And the worst thing, I was talking to a couple of elderly today, and you think, you know, I'm young, and we're chatting cricket and I'm loving it. And then two kids came up and said, hey, Grandpa, we're going to the Nets.
No.
And you think, how old am I?
Yes.
I'm talking to grandparents.
Yes.
As if they're one of me. Hey, Grandpa, can we go to the Nets? And the bloke said, off you go, kids.
Go on then. Go on, enjoy
it. And you think, oh, God, is that all I talk to? And then I came up to the Triple M team and said, oh, I'm young again.
You would have had some hot days out here in Australia as a player of beef, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I used to open the bowling with a guy called Bob Willis. Mm. And I remember playing here, and it was hot. It was stinking hot. And Bob managed a 3-over burst.
Did he?
And then he wandered over there to our dressing room and sat on a stool under the cold shower for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
33 overs I had, the other end.
Thanks, Bob. Good old goose.
Thanks, Bob. All about sharing the load. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. How is he? It got a bit chilly after a while in the shower.
The greatest compliment we can pay a Pom, Skull, is to say that we actually wish he was an Australian. And I can only think of two or three I've ever met that fall into that category.
Well, I've got all the qualifications, got a conviction.
This man's one of them. Ian, both of them.
Is that why we keep sending you out here?
Yeah. For some reason, they let me back every so often.
Even when he was pounding us at Headingley and Old Trafford, we still had great admiration. And given this is your last stint, Beef, what we've done, the SCG Trust have helped us out, is we've managed to get you a beautiful bottle of French champagne, some Paul Roger, and it's got some age on it too. Look at that.
Oh, well, then get it open.
2008, so in true Triple M fashion, while we're commentating.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to pick the scab off a...
What's the difference? I did it when I was playing.
While we're doing all of this, we've got the glasses here, and will I pump it out into the people?
No, that'll go down well.
In the members, no.
Oh, look at that. That's... absolutely superb.
You know those drinks used to, they bring those bottles of drink out onto the field at drinks breaks?
Yeah.
If only they knew what I had in mind.
I think they knew, and they denied you.
Skull, I know you rarely head down this path, but there's a little taste for you.
I won't, mate, but I'll enjoy watching you two do it.
You can have a drop.
No, I just enjoy seeing others drink.
Dawn Marsh.
You mean you enjoy it?
I'm a voyeur.
Well, Beef, what a pleasure it's been.
Thank you
very much for everything you brought to our coverage. And
stunning. You've been stunning, Beefy. Enjoyed you.
A beautiful glass. Oh, look at the rapturous applause from Bob.
Oh, there we go, team.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's doing it properly. Look at him. He's down tools. As soon as the shampoos come out, he has dead set down tools. Oh, now the executive producers are involved.
Well, I think he and I got for lunch.
The buzzard, yes. Yeah. We've seen the last of both of them for the day.
And people think that's his first drink for the day, McNamara.
Not quite.
And very happy new year to all the viewers as well.
Yeah.
Cheers, it's been fun.
Yep. A ball
never
left.
I thought I'd say this, but I'll miss you.
Oh, yes.
We'll miss you,
big guy. We will you, absolutely. No doubt about that. We had a lot of fun.
Well, I can't understand why you're not doing the one days.
No, well, we're going to take that up with management.
What a great jag it was with Jag Tufnell and Botham.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And Swan.
Oh, and Swan, of course. Yeah.
They've all been superb.
Mm. Quite good.
No, I'm enjoying it myself.
They offered us a vegan teetotaler, but we just...
not quite.
Somehow that wasn't on brand.
I'm surprised he even got an interview.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Oh, good.
His name was floated, and they said, oh, no way.
Have you ever seen a healthy vegan?
No.
Not yet.
No.
I mean, I'm sure that people that do it for a very good reason, but yeah. They always look pale to me.
Yeah. They do.
And I probably get loads of complaints about that now. Anyway.
We're used to complaints.
Yeah, I can't think why.
We, at 2001, Skull, I was over there covering the Ashes for Channel 7 with Tomo, which was 4 months of my life I'll never forget. And a lot of those nights, the man sitting between us used to say to me, right, Sticks, this is how we'll do it. We'll go out for dinner. Mm. You pay for the food and I'll pay for the liquid.
Oh.
I shudder to think during the course of those 3 months how much, how many pounds were handed over.
Well, Tomo was easy, wasn't it? Right. Just basically a bottle of Bundaberg and a couple of Cokes and it's fine.
Mm. Oh.
Yep.
And maybe a couple of beers just to start things up.
To lay the platform.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. Jeff Thompson needs help. Fancy in the company of you two. No. Oh, my God.
And I wouldn't say that eating was top of his priorities either.
No, very rarely ate Tomo.
Eats like a bird.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's strange that, isn't it?
And gets up at 5 a.m. regardless of when he went to bed.
And can sleep sitting up.
Oh, the best.
Never seen a man able to sleep almost standing up, like two up.
Well, I can give you one. Michael Holden.
Same?
He can sleep on a clothesline.
Beef, in all of your broadcasting, your storied broadcasting career, have you called cricket through the meniscus of a champagne glass?
No, that's more a Gowerism. Lord Snoots, he's more likely to be with the champagne. Yeah, I'm a country boy, mate.
I love it. Well, we love the fact that you're able to do it with us. We're going to have a change after this. Who's coming in, please, Sammy?
Yeah, someone. It might be a good idea.
Yeah,
somebody who's sober would be good.
Hang on, we've only had...
anybody's...
It's only the first bottle.
Yeah. Yes.
I think you're staying...
Mustang.
Skull, yep. So, Ish and Swanee are going to come in.
We never see Beef after midday and on cue, 5 to 12.
Well, do you want to get out before the crowd?
What are you, Cinderella?
No, I just think with the way the breeze is today, might be Woolloomooloo. Might go down there, a little bit of lunch there, a bit of sea breeze.
There are some great restaurants on that Woolloomooloo strip.
But the best ones are 4 a.m., the caravan.
Ah, Harry's Cafe.
Wheels.
It was the wheels. Yes. Pies on wheels.
Yeah.
It's funny, I spoke
You've been there a bit.
Once or twice. Mm. I spoke to she who must be obeyed this morning.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And she said, how's the diet going, love? Oh, I said, awesome. It's going really well.
Strip kilos off.
It just hasn't clicked in yet. But I'm getting there. Well, thank you, boys.
Here
we are.
Thank you, Beef.
Yep. Go and enjoy, Beef. Mate. You've been an absolute star.
Triple M Nicorette quickness stats. We've got Ash Chua with us. He's been bringing us gold all day. What have you got for us now?
Yeah, we're just with Mitch Marsh. He's scored 320 runs in this series from only four innings, which is exactly the same as Joe Root. Remember, he's currently the ninth-ranked batsman in the world, but Root scored his 320 from twice as many innings with eight. Again, thank Nearly Meadows for that. She gave me that stat.
Thanks, Les. You're not supposed to reveal your sources.
At least it'll be true then, anyway.
Take the credit, Chua.
Chua's got people working for him now.
I love the Chua.
I don't know if he's paying them.
He's just the front man.
I don't think he's paying them, Kerry.
No. I'm sure he's not.
How good's the Chua?
Oh, outstanding.
Although, have you seen the size of his watch?
Huh? No.
Do tell.
The thing on his wrist.
Oh, God.
Not as big as Brett's. Special comments.
Moving swiftly on. Australia.
Watch.
He'll be doing ball by ball by tomorrow.
And I'm quite confident of that as well, Brett.
Do you know the actual... I only found this out about 20 minutes ago because we don't have sunshine in England, so we're not used to this. But there's a thermometer down there and it's 40 degrees. The air temperature is 40 degrees. But the actual temperature you feel is 51 degrees down there.
Had you been to Australia before you came on tour?
Yes.
Had you played cricket here?
Yes.
Before? Yeah.
But it never bothered me if I was bowling. The heat never bothered me.
Right.
But when I was
because you're thinking you're doing something, yeah, so you don't worry about yeah.
However, on the last tour, we had a game at Alice Springs. Jesus wept. Yeah. And you know we've got dark blue helmets, cricket helmets, that is. And the sun, honestly, it felt like your head felt like a boiling the bag chicken or something. You could almost feel the blood bubbling, and it was so ridiculously hot.
How do you try and keep yourself cool? Obviously, you have.
I got out as quickly as I could.
Understood.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So is that the hottest place?
No, Sri Lanka, without a doubt.
Yeah, because of the humidity.
Ish was saying that.
Well, there's two grounds in Sri Lanka I've played at. In Colombo, one, the Primadasa Stadium, it's a concrete jungle. So it's like the Rod Laver Arena. So all the sun just bounces back and people start wilting and dropping dead. But we played a test match at the Tamil Nadu ground. And there's two reasons I like it. One, I got 10 wickets, so I brought it up now. But the other reason is they banned hotspot technology. That was the Sri Lankan Air Force banned it because the Air Force base was next door and it was their anti-aircraft...
Warning system
interfered with hotspot, and so they banned.
Oh my god!
If you wanted to carpet bomb a cricket ground that week, that was a week to do it.
Right. God. I must say, banning it here wouldn't hard to know whether it'd help or not.
It's just too hot anyway.
Yeah,
it is. The umpires would get it wrong anyway.
That's right.
It is amazing their love for cricket out there in Sri Lanka. When you think about the Tamils and the Sinhalese and the conflict for the number of years, and in the north of Sri Lanka, it's heavily Tamil.
Yes.
And
there's a little pocket, isn't there?
Yeah. And Jai Warner went up there. So this was when they were at war. They had a civil war. During the test, they would literally just try and call it quits.
When
the cricket was being played. It's like during
the First World
football.
War.
Yeah.
England won that game, by the way.
It's Lewis Hamilton's 33rd birthday today.
He's a fair driver, kid.
Come on, he's English and he wins. What's wrong? No?
Not a fan, Swanee?
Cocky.
Okay, it's radio, can't see that. We take your point. You're not going to be in his pit lane at Silverstone.
An English winner, there's not many of them around at the moment.
No, I've got an English one for you. Well, should we talk about the rugby union?
Eddie Jones. Good old Eddie.
Yeah. I've got a great link, English cricket link, to victory in Australia. You'll love this.
What's the link?
My link is to women's tennis.
Oh.
Bear with me.
Is Virginia Wade still playing?
Bear with me. So, Reece Topley, young, tall, fast left-armer for Essex. Dad Don Topley used to play. Mm. His current girlfriend, he's a good-looking rooster, Reece Topley, trust me.
Yeah?
He's a good-looking lad. He's about 6'7", 6'8". Suave, looks a bit Italian. Oh, he's a good-looking lad. His girlfriend is the number 6 in the world, Elena Svitolina, of course, who won the Brisbane Open yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So the English link has come to Australia and conquered all before it.
The boyfriend of a number 6 in the world. Well done, Poms.
I should reiterate, it's the girlfriend because she's playing women's tennis. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's my link.
Yeah,
she is Ukrainian.
Yeah, she is.
She's a massive cricket fan, obviously. She met Reece through, you know, watching county championship cricket at Chelmsford, I'm sure.
Yes.
Just on a day off. I've done my training. I've hit my 1,000 balls. What to do now? I will go watch the cricket at the Chelmsford. For Reece Topley is handsome man.
So she's Filipina.
I would like to hear your Ukrainian accent.
You're one of the great mimics in world cricket, Swanee, I got to say. It's such a gift. I can't do Australian well.
But yeah, but today's a link. I found out yesterday that this is going. I've never been more excited in my life. It's like, you know, when you have famous friends, you feel famous, don't you, because of them?
Yeah.
I've got Jimmy Anderson. Who have you got, Kerry?
Famous friends.
Yeah.
My wife.
We've both got Gus.
Yeah, true.
Gus doesn't know anyone, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Gus is close friends with Bouncer the dog from Neighbours.
Yeah.
He's telling me earlier.
Who's 35
that Labrador
years old
is 38,
now.
Yeah. He's changed colour four times. Oh, dear.
In the pig... What was the pig movie that Brett Lee was in?
Babe.
Babe. Yeah, there was 35 babes. It wasn't just the one.
Yeah.
Brett Lee was in that movie.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
No, he was a grip or something.
A dolly grip?
Yeah, no, he was. Yeah. No, he was in it. He's in the credits, Brett Lee. Martin Crowe was an extra in Gladiator.
He was a cousin to Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russell got him. He was one of the extras in Gladiator.
That's a nice touch, isn't it?
I'm Marcus Aurelius. Father of a murdered child, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance.
What are you, Darth Vader? Or?
That's Russell Crowe.
That's a great Russell Crowe.
Many people think he's Australian, but of course...
He's a Kiwi.
He's a Kiwi. Yeah. It's like Crowded House.
Yeah. We're about to go out, you and me, Skull.
Nice to see Harry marry an English girl. Or Megan.
And I don't want to tread on Kerry's toes because, obviously, with the goat on, he'll want to look at every ball.
He's a finger spinner, though, HG.
That's true.
I'll be a little more guarded than I would if he was a wristy, but, yeah.
There you go. What I wanted to point out was Mason Crane was stranded on 193.
He's a brutal man, HG.
You come here, you bowl all this time, and you walk off with 193 against your name. I did get some stats. Ranjit, I'm not quite sure, 2 for 222. Crazier, 8 for 215. Are the only two who got the double ton on debut. Mm. But I'm reliably informed that this performance by Mason Crane is the best by an English bowler on debut. As in, I think it was 1 for 193.
Runs conceded. It's a harsh mark. But they are his stats.
Can I point out, Smith, a man with not a romantic bone in his body, because he should have let the kid get to the 200 and then call him in.
He's a 20-year-old that doesn't even shave.
Yeah. You've got,
and you want him shamed internationally.
No, I see these disappointing beginnings, but a promising life ahead.
Yeah, something there. A lot to do, but yeah.
Just quietly also, I saw the Chew Man as I walked past again.
Yeah.
I've heard all sorts of stuff since Perth, and I'm not meant to mention anything, but the Chew Man, well, the word on the street about the Chew Man is he might be off the leash again.
Well,
that's just what I've heard, that the Chew Man's in a bit of trouble.
Got ahead of himself, is what I'm hearing.
He's not the bloke we started with warning.
That's right. Yeah.
He walked into the Grace Hotel in Sydney demanding the penthouse.
Mm.
What's your top floor and your biggest room? I want it.
Mm. Oh, is that right?
Where's he at?
I know, that's the word on the street. He's just getting a bit too big for his boots.
Dwarf from bloody Point Cook. As we got Cummins in again to root full ball, slower ball, ticked on the onside.
I think the Chew Man works on the theory of always shoot the messenger and always get way too far ahead of yourself.
Yes, which is one of your life rules.
That's it, always.
Always get ahead of yourself.
Yep, always get too far ahead of yourself and always shoot the messenger. Because everyone goes, don't shoot the messenger. Why not? Shoot him. Don't tell me that sort of crap news. I don't want to know it. Shoot him.
But his chat is outstanding. I mean, he's working on a line tonight to a goddess. Do you know that Nathan Lyon takes his right-handed wickets this summer at 80?
Yep. Yep.
That's a winner.
It is. That's how he rolls.
Hey.
We've got Kerry O'Keefe and Shane Warning commentary with us.
If I could just ask Warning, mate, when your test numbers stood at, was it 1 for 323 at some stage, at one stage?
I think that might be being kind. It was something like that.
That's but you still had self-belief. And Ian Healy has often said to people, we couldn't believe Warney was up for everybody.
Yeah.
If they were getting wickets, even his test record read 1 for 320. Whenever a wicket fell, he was the first into the huddle. Whoa, bowled. Well done.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Let's keep going.
Well,
you pie chucker.
I think the one thing was, being from a VFL, AFL background, it's all about team and I just think I love that mentality of team. I love playing in a team. And so even though I wasn't doing well, at that stage, in the early stage. The teammates were still really good to me.
Yeah.
And just the support I had, it meant that I, because I wasn't doing well, I just wanted to be part of the team. I remember here in Sydney, I was holding my old cricket coffin and I was knocking on the door because I didn't know half the team. I didn't know Bruce Reid. I hadn't met Jeff Marsh. I hadn't met half the team. So for them to...
On
debut. I'd never met them. Hadn't played. I'd only played, I think, three or four first-class games. I'd never met them. So it was quite daunting to meet. You know, the summer before, I was pretending to be them in the backyard, and now I'm playing with them at the Sydney Cricket Ground. It was pretty amazing. So they really embraced me and looked after me. I just love being part of the team.
And yet, in those huddles, you still had a self-belief, and that's what Alan Border saw in you, wasn't it? And he threw you the ball with the Sri Lankan 9, 10, 11, and said, Warnie, get him out. And you said, yeah, I will. And that was the start to 708 Test wickets, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Sri Lanka 1992. Yeah, Sri Lanka 1992. Yeah. I remember Merv Hughes was having an operation and myself and Tony Dottermade went to see him. We said, well, you're going to Sri Lanka. I don't think me and Dodders will. And he was the only one that missed out. Me and Dodders both went in a room together. So we used to call him from Sri Lanka and say, bad luck, Merv. But there was, I think it was 16 or 18 to win for memory, Sri Lanka needed. And they had four wickets in hand.
Mm.
And I remember Alan Border said, next over... And I went, oh, my God, I'm gone. The match is over. It's next over. And I bowled a maiden. And bowling a maiden, I suddenly, the game's not over. I had confidence. I went, phew. Then Greg Matthews, who bowled beautifully, took a wicket. And then I got three wickets to the next over. And away we went. And that was...
Won the game.
Yeah, we won the game. It sort of felt like I contributed. You know, just contributed. And... it was an amazing feeling. It was still one of, if not my favourite. That and the 2006 Adelaide Test match are probably my two favourite Test matches.
And it was good that it reduced your Test bowling average from 323 to 92.
Yeah. Dean Jones kept reminding me. I took one week and goes, well done, you're only averaged 245 now. Well done, mate. Oh, thanks, Dino.
Got the binoculars on the Barmy Army. I'm seriously. Yeah. This is a 40-degree day. Half of them haven't got a shirt on. And they are dead set red. Not even pink. They're like shiny red.
Oh.
Well, I mean, what are they on about?
Oh, it's conditions, you see. They haven't ever experienced these conditions, JB. I've got to be honest, I don't think Sydney's experienced these conditions before.
But they've heard of hats and shirts, haven't they, or not?
No.
It's just stupidity.
They're very old school. What is it, Mad Dogs and Englishmen?
Yes.
Don't go out there in the 4 o'clock sun.
Oh, man.
5 o'clock sun almost, Eastern Standard Time.
You'd burn your hand on their back if you put it on there at the minute.
If only Sainsbury's hadn't put sunscreen and hats next to soap.
Yes. What about...
That was a bad marketing ploy.
What about our man?
I'm kidding. They're not soap dodgers.
Came in before and tried to claim that it was the Aussies who didn't shower, didn't tub after a day's play.
Really?
I said, Swanee, give me a spell.
No way.
I played for Dulwich in the Surrey Championship 1985. I was the only one to shower the whole season. The whole season, I showered by myself, HG.
Yeah, I could imagine that, but it's easy
with all the others watching.
Jeez, they were disappointed. If they were looking for some length, they were sorely disappointed. Maybe that's why I showered by myself. They look at Joe Root. Something's bothering him to the point where he needs a doctor. Is it a hand? He's showing the doctor the hand now, the right hand.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This could be tough because it'll bring in Moeen Ali. Oh, no, Bairstow will come in. He won't want to retire hurt at this stage of the night.
It's like that last ball, that jam pull shot might have got into that. What's that finger called? That HG, that first one there. Not
index
the rude
finger.
One, the next one. The index finger might have jammed into that one.
Hey, just going back to the Sydney
Didn't see
test.
It a lot during your career?
The index finger?
Yeah.
All I did was saw the arm slightly move.
Didn't pay attention to what digital
and
was.
I went again and walked off.
Idiot.
A mate of mine just sent me a text saying it's minus 14 in New York City and he's seen that it was nearly 50 degrees in Penrith, which is in the western suburbs of Sydney.
New York, huh? It's cold there. What are you talking about? It's like minus 15 here. What are you doing there? We snowed off. We can't even bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Very good. Well, you've got to think about the poor Poms waking up now at 6:15 in the morning, scraping the ice off their windscreen.
Oh, yeah. Does this amuse you? Huh? Like a clown? No, it's...
Well, who's your older ears? They're like, Gianni.
Gianni, what are you talking about, huh?
I'm walking.
I mean, the Aussies are doing it. We're walking here, huh? This lion, who is this wise guy?
That is Stallone. Straight up.
I mean, these English guys, these limeys, they play like punks. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's many... I've got a brilliant story about New York and cricket.
Okay.
This is a reason why we're doing this. So, Warney and Brian Lara did this All Stars of Cricket a couple of years ago, and we were in America. And so it's basically, you know, Sachin Tendulkar, who, it turns out, no matter where you go in the world, there are a million Indians cricket fans who will emerge from anywhere. So we're in New York, we're in Times Square, and we leave for training one day, and traffic stops. Absolute bedlam, because all these Indians have heard the news, descended upon it. So the next day, the NYPD had been sent down to do like a human chain to crowd control. So as we're coming down, we're going through the lobby of this hotel. There's Matt Hayden, there's Ricky Ponting, VVS Laxman, Sarav Ganguly. No one gives a monkey's. Sachin comes down, whole place goes absolutely batshit crazy. And this NYPD, just as I'm walking past, this NYPD police officer says, "Hey, buddy, who is this effing guy, huh?" I said, "Oh, that's Sachin Tendulkar." He went, "Who the hell is that, huh?" I said, "He's like the Michael Jordan of cricket, basically." He went, "Yeah, thought he'd be taller."
A few more people wanting some accents from you, Swanee, on Twitter. Can you do a Richie, like a Richie Beno or a Bill Laurie?
But certain people, no.
Okay, you can say no.
Could give it a go. An in-swinger here, out-swinger there, here a bounce it, there a yorker, every ball, a real corker. Simon O'Donnell had a ball, E-I-E-I-O.
Not too bad. Germany?
Yeah, I'm the German who comes to the cricket game in Sydney. It's a wonderful game. Yeah. I told you about my stag do with the band, doing Living on a Prayer in German. It's a wunderbar. There, got it.
What about Jeffrey Boycott?
No, I'm not doing him. No. The thing is about Nathan Lyon, right? Nathan Lyon, he's just bowling around the wicket. He's no. Can't bowl. Not to right-handers. No, drop him.
What about Bumble?
Oh, super. He's my favourite, Bumble. No problem. SCG, it's half empty. The bars are packed. Cracking ball, you know, Nathan Lyon's balling round the wicket. He's a super baller, nice guy.
Tony Gregg?
Well, I can't believe what you're asking here. That's an incredible play. I'm sitting next to the great Brett Lee. And my word, he is fast.
Still the West Indies for me. Like,
Harry. One of my favourite things ever, walking out to play in Barbados years ago, and it was like this morning, it was roasting hot. And I walked past the grounds and went, "Geez, it's a bit warm. It's bloody hot this morning, isn't it, mate?" And he just looked at me and went, "Not hot, man. She be warm."
Can you do ball by ball the next delivery as Michael Holding?
You ten line ball around the wicket now. Need to get the third English wicket for the right hand batsman. It's left by Bairstow. Was that? No route.
Well done, Swanee. If you see Broad tonight, he's on 399. He's had some real close ones as well.
Honestly, if you met Broad, you would love Broadie. I know he's derided as a shit bloke over here. He is genuinely one of the nicest kids going. Mm. Yeah. And I feel for him because he's on 399 now. And he's got an offer to play. I'm not sure if I can even say to play some 2020 franchise cricket, put it that way. Mm.
They loved him down at or not, but down in
he's got
California.
An offer to play it. Mm. But I don't think he's going to do it. Or he's really umming and ahhing about it. It's financially very worthwhile to do because he wants to go back and drill work and get his wrist back for Test cricket. He loves it that much.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant. He could just cash it in and say, "No, sod it."
They'll give him the English summer, though, won't they?
I mean, he'll be fine, but he wants to do it before New Zealand. So he's bowling his best because he's just not happy with how he's bowled. Because he's actually not bowled badly in this series, as in sprayed it. He's been on length, but his wrist's gone, so everything's coming in to a right-hander, so he's not as dangerous when he was.
But you don't get, 399 test wickets if you can't play the game.
Of course.
You know, he's been a superstar for England. Him and Jimmy Anderson have played so many tests together.
Is it unfair, Binger, that we give it to him? Because he did nick it, but it was onto the wicketkeeper's hit, and it went to first slip.
But this is the whole thing. But he nicked it and didn't walk. He should be a hero over it. That's what you all do. There's only Gilchrist who walks.
I used to get my middle peg ripped out and still wait for the umpire to put his finger up.
One job.
Well, that was it. We could never understand it. But you know what? Brodie never got a single bit of jip from the Australian team for not walking.
Right.
Obviously, they all called him a cheat at the time. That's what you do in cricket. And you question someone's parentage for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But then...
It stays out the field.
But none of them had a problem with him standing there. They couldn't believe Alim Dar had given it not out. Neither could we.
I could believe that. He's had some shocks off there. Hello, Alim, if you're listening in.
He might be on third umpire.
Pakistan?
I used to like Alim Dar. He used to give me loads.
It's for the last 120. You've got any subcontinent accents?
Well, I did one for Ish and she went mad at me for it.
Oh.
What I'm saying is that cricket is a massive game, okay? Oh, I can do quite good Sachin Tendulkar. He's very highly pitched. Bradley is my favourite Australian bowler. Very quick. I'm wanting to play a little longer, but no.
Well done, Swanee.
Shoot it from there, guys. Just shoot it from there.
Well, you can hear Timmy Payne starting to wind up verbally.
He is talking about the ball, of course.
Yeah.
Mine is too.
Awesome. Nice nibble. Nice verbal nibble.
They're talking to him.
Yeah, most of them are.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wikis.
Oh.
Don't they talk the biggest lot of crap of all time?
Aren't they
think
gobby?
He came down the last shower, honestly.
Peter Neville got dropped because he wasn't gobby enough.
No, it's just nuts, isn't it? Who was the worst in your day, Skull?
Ray Jordan, guys. Victoria.
Slug.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, no.
Commented on every shot.
Yeah. Beautiful, Gary.
You wouldn't know him, Isha, but he was about 4'8" and just never shut up.
And why was he called Slug?
It's not what you think.
Very good question. Must be something about Victorian wicketkeeper's skull because Chuck Berry by far the worst. He refused to shut up.
And he's a big Triple M man, Chuck. I'm a big fan.
Loves.
Big shout out to you. Have a good year, Chuck.
You're listening.
Yeah. If he's listening and not talking, which is
an impossibility.
I didn't expect you to say him, actually.
Oh, sheesh. He never, ever shut up. There were some sneaky ones, though. Gilchrist was a sneaky little gobber.
Yeah.
And then butter wouldn't melt in his mouth at the dinner table last night. But he just sneakily worked away.
Yeah, I can imagine that, though, from Gilly.
Did Gilly lob one out to your venue, or was he with another party and just joined you?
No, he was with another party and just crashed in, and he was fresh.
Social butterfly. Adam
fresh,
Gilchrist.
Hungry, and thirsty.
Oh, no.
Yep.
If I said I had a private room at Ivy Nightclub today and you're all invited, any acceptances?
Unlikely to get me.
Well, I haven't got that room. It's just not
cricket. For Discovery Holiday Parks, Triple M rocks the Ashes. Triple M rocks.